and welcome to the Trev and Ben podcast.
Hello.
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 Calm down. There's no need to shout, man.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I know it's exciting.
I'm pleased to be here.
Do it every week. I don't know what your problem is.
It's the highlight of my week now. It's something to fucking do.
Is it? Yeah. Is lockdown getting a bit much for you?
Yeah, so I do look forward to this. So that might be why I sound a little bit overexcited.
Oh, good, good. Well, apart from this being your highlight of the week, you had an all right week?
Yeah, not too bad. I shouldn't say this was the highlight of my week because my family actually got together on Zoom and we had a big family quiz.
Did you?
Which was great fun.
How did you do on the quiz?
I came third.
Oh, that's all right. Who won?
My mum and dad won. So, yeah.
What, were they a team?
They were a team.
Is that fair against... Was everyone else playing individually or...
Hang on a minute. There was a family of five playing. It was just my mum and dad on their own.
Oh, this sounds like a very unorganised... it doesn't sound like a well put together idea, this. It's got to be equal numbers or it's pointless.
It sounds like it's got Harmer written all over it. It was amazing.
Just knowing how pedantic you are about any games we play on the podcast... I'm amazed you've let this go.
I did kick off a little bit at one point because I was asked to name an ITV news reader or any ITV news reader, and I named Trevor
McDonald. Alistair Stewart.
Well, yes, that's a good one. Yeah. I named Trevor McDonald. And I believe that's a correct answer. Is that right?
I need to have a very specific idea of the question. Was it name a current ITV newsreader or?
The question was name a male and a female ITV newsreader. I went with Trevor McDonald.
Yeah.
And I went with, Kate Garraway. I think I was denied Kate Garraway, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
But I was denied Trevor McDonald on the grounds that he's retired. And I had an issue with that because that was never specified in the initial question.
I'm with you because had it have said name a current.
Precisely.
Fine. But yeah, no, to just name an ITV newsreader, you could have gone with anyone from the past. I'm on your side there, Ben. I would want to declare this quiz null and void.
I think so, especially because I didn't win it.
Yeah. And you know, there's five playing in one team, two in another. It's like ridiculous. I wouldn't go with this quiz again, Ben. It sounds like a disastrous idea to me. God's sake. Right. So anyway, well, I've got another game to play a little bit later.
Oh, fun.
With a guest, because we've got a special guest on the show today.
I don't mean that. It's never fun. I hate the games.
I've got a great game lined up and you will be playing in a team with our special guest.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's very
Someone
exciting.
Else can share the pain.
I've been standing in the garden in the dark with my binoculars a lot this week.
Okay, shall I call the police now, or...?
The thing is, it's been nothing but disappointment.
What, she just won't open those curtains, though?
No? I've achieved nothing by standing in the garden. No, I've been trying to see these Starlink satellites. Do you know about these?
What you want to do, mate, is you want to wait until you think she's in the shower, then ring her house phone so she runs across the hall.
Oh, you've done this before, haven't you? Hello, Sex Pests Anonymous.
I'm not the one in the garden with my binoculars.
I've been looking into the sky, Ben, trying to see these satellites go over.
Okay.
Every night I've been out at the time it says they're going over. Did you know about these satellites, by the way?
I've heard that there are things visible and in the night sky this week, and you need to be out between 9:58 and 10:02, and you might get a glimpse of some big box of metal flying through the sky. Very exciting stuff.
It's Elon Musk, who, as you know, is one of my favourite names, you know, in the world, because it just sounds like something a male deer would give off, an elk.
It's Elon Musk. I thought it was a satellite.
Elon Musk, right? He wants to put up, eventually, 12,000 satellites, each one the size of a car. So, I mean, it's a lot of space being taken up.
I think there's enough of it.
Yeah, but not in the orbit of the Earth. It's not like he's just putting them out there, just wherever they go. It's, you know, these are in the orbit of the Earth. 12,000's quite a lot of these things. But it's to try and increase internet connectivity around the world. He put up another 60 this week. I did see the rocket go over.
Yeah.
Because I watched it launched online. It said about 15, 20 minutes after launch, you'll see it go over. And I saw that. But the satellites... it's supposed to be a very impressive sight, a train of satellites, some of them, you know, sort of 5, 6, 10 long. I've seen fuck all, fuck all. And I was fucking standing out. The other night it was cold, it was windy. I stood out there for about 40 minutes because there were two supposed passes. Nothing. I don't believe this is happening. I'm seeing some photographs of what people are seeing. I'm beginning to think they're making them up. Nothing. Just nonsense. So I'm gutted. I think... The chances to see them are running out now, so I don't think I'm going to see these fucking satellites. Waste of my time.
It's another reason to dislike Elon Musk.
Yeah. I don't know. As much as I want to see them, I'm not sure. I'm with you. I'm not sure we need 12,000 new satellites in the sky. It's just a bit too much, isn't it?
It's clutter.
I quite agree with you. And sort of astronomers have been concerned because with all of those going around, they're worried that it's going to interfere with proper astronomy. Do you know what I mean? All these fucking new things. So, yeah, I'm not convinced we need them, but there we are.
I would have thought at the moment, with nobody really out and about, that it would be the perfect time. I think air pollution is down to an absolute all-time low.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought the night sky should be getting better to see things, but obviously not.
Well, no, you've got all this clutter up there.
But you can't even see the clutter.
It's like, it's like your street just covered in litter. And the one bit of litter you're looking for, you can't fucking find it. That's my edit. Anyway, that's what I've been doing this week. I will try one last time to see him when the last opportunity is next week, but I don't think I'm going to see him.
Well, Godspeed, Trevor Smith.
So, Ben, here's a bit of a moment on the Trev and Ben podcast.
Go on.
We're going to go transatlantic for the very first time.
Ooh, we've gone international.
We have gone international. And we want to welcome to the Trev and Ben podcast an old friend of ours from Los Angeles, Jace Patrick. Hello, Jace.
Hey, boys. How you doing there? Yep.
Doing very well, thanks.
We're the Texan Los Angeles people here.
I think we found the commune. We found the American freedom fighters, Ben.
Hooray!
Well, let me tell you something there, Trev. If I can't go to the Cheesecake Factory, life ain't worth living.
Now, Jace, you, me and Ben, we've all known each other for a little while, but we'll get into that in a little while, but we've been talking about the lockdown here in the UK. What's it like in the States right now?
Oh, you know, pick a state, Trev. You know, it's you know, you got a little of this, a little of that. You know, some places there, where I am in California, it seems to be being handled fairly well. The governor's good. And he closed it down. If he wasn't the first one, we were like the second state to close. We were very, very early on with that. We got the orders to stay home, you know, and non-essential stuff was closed very quickly. And for a while there, it's been surreal. You know what I'm talking about? Cause it's like, oh, don't wear masks, you know, save them. Don't wear masks. Then it's absolutely wear masks. And we had all the shortages because we have such stellar leadership from the top there. Talk about that for too long.
Oh, we'll come to that.
Well, no, I mean we should because he is incredible. Yeah, we will come to that. We're sorry, Jace. Yes, we will come to that.
He is a bit incredible. He's one of the most. He's top three. You know, actually, he's really incredible.
He's totally great.
I did want to ask you, Jace, about California specifically because earlier on, I knew we were going to talk to you tonight, and I got a news announcement on my phone, a pop-up, which said that thousands of people in California have flouted the government lockdown advice and have fled to the beaches and are packing the places out. And that doesn't sound like what you're saying.
I saw a little bit of a thing. I reckon we get some of the same news from the same outlets, probably, because they were talking about SoCal, Southern California. Some beaches are closed, some are not. When you're talking about, what is it? Is it 45 or 50 million people? There's so many millions of people in California. California is apparently the fifth largest economy in the world or some crap like that. It's just unreal. Just California by itself is huge. And so, you know, with that many people, you have San Francisco in the north. You have Southern California, obviously, in the south. And then in the middle, there's a lot of desert and there's a lot more right-wing leaning, conservative leaning, not necessarily, you know, those cheesecake bandits we were making fun of earlier. But it's interesting because, you know, it's this weird, it's our team against yours. They've politicized a damn virus. I don't know how in the world you can do that. I don't know if you have that going on there as well, but it's just whatever reason, you know, a lot of the right seems to be saying, you know, well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to stay home. We want to open the economy and this, that, and the other. And I mean, there are some arguments for opening the economy. That's fine. But, you know, just brazenly saying, I don't want to wear a mask. I'm not going to protect myself. Screw you, you bastard. You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
The sad thing is as well is that sadly the most shocking, stupid coverage that is the stuff that we get on our TV screens. They don't get the sensible Americans on our news screens. They get the ones who are saying, you know, I'm going back out, whatever happens, happens. And it's really unfair.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the dingbats get, you know, the loudest, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know?
Yeah.
And it's good TV, isn't it? It's good. Well, it's good clickbait. It's good Twitter, wherever you're getting it. You know, we always have the absolute morons out there getting all the press. But for the beaches, I can't talk to it, Ben, because, you know, we're in the mountains where we are, and, you know, we're Los Angeles, but we're like Eastern Los Angeles up in the hill country.
I told you, Ben, he's up there in the hill. He's making plans.
I can't talk to it, man, because there's so many millions of people. I mean, you must have some of the same, you know, bullshit going on over there. You know, we've read that like the vast majority of Americans are staying home. They're wearing the masks. They're only going out when they have to. And, it's the fringy ones that are going nuts.
Trev knows the news better than me, really, but I would say that there hasn't been as much politicizing of it in this country, but there has been in the last week or two a bit of a wobble as to the consistency from the government itself as to what the message is. But yeah, we do have our fair share of idiots who are being caught out going out when they shouldn't.
Yeah, consistency isn't something that we have here in America right now.
I think what's been really interesting is it sort of started with everyone behind the government here, you know, including me, and I'm not a supporter of this government by a long stretch, but you know,
you don't like old Boris.
He's a twat.
Jace, what have you done?
I mean, you have the monopoly on blonde dickheads running a country.
If I have to talk about Trump, he has to talk about Boris. That's just how it goes.
Fair enough.
You know, and thank God Boris has come through. You know, he had the virus and he's well.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell, he's back. But I think in the last few weeks, yes, there has been more politicizing of it because there has been failings. Now, I'm not saying that any other party would have done things any better, but they have failed massively. And at the moment, anyone that even dares suggest they've failed is getting told, well, you know, we're Boris and we're doing the best we can. We're great. We're like Churchill. Fuck off. You're morons. A lot of you.
You see what happens, Jake, when you start him off.
But you see, I get more pissed off at the little things as well. So yesterday, because now it's been a bit nicer weather here in the UK, Jace, people are beginning to flout the rules a bit more.
Mm.
And yesterday, outside my house, were two blokes standing, you know, not the desired 6 feet apart?
Yeah.
Just talking very loudly, getting excited about a BMW or something. It's like, just now's not the time to be talking about a fucking BMW. Go inside.
I was in the supermarket.
Stop breathing over each other.
I was in the supermarket yesterday and I saw two blokes who obviously were friends. They recognized each other and they went out to each other and they did a very sort of cautious elbow bump, which I think was the fashion for the first week of the virus. But yeah, I thought, yeah. Oh, well, that's sweet. They're trying. But now show me, you dickheads, how you do that 2 meters apart.
Well, I think the generally accepted way now is to take off a shoe and chuck it at your mate, you know?
I just wear, I wear clown shoes now. Yeah, it's really long shoes. And I
now?
Just...
Now?
Yeah, well, I've always had them. I've just never openly worn them. But now I do. And I just tickle the ankle of the person I want to say hello to. Just a little tickle with the end of the shoe.
It's like really creepy footsie.
creepy footsie has taken over the greeting in my world. It's no longer a handshake, it's creepy footsie.
That was Prince's best album, actually.
So look, we've got to talk about Trump very briefly. Let's not give him too much airtime. But this week, like, he really is. I watched a documentary on Trump this week, a four-piece documentary watching his rise, and he's always been a cock. There's no question of that. But I watched him and he's just like a child, isn't he? And this week he was at that news conference and I could just see it. I don't know who else was talking and I could just see him, his little mouth pouting out in that way he does, you know, and I could just see like little canaries or whatever going around in his head. And then he comes up to the podium and he starts talking about fucking putting lights in your body. And the woman who's obviously the medical advisor just sitting in the corner going, oh, fucking hell, what's he on about now? And then he, excuse the pun, trumps that with, oh, maybe we should just inject people with disinfectant. And as a result of that, on BBC News this week, there were doctors on there basically saying, do not inject yourself with disinfectant because we're stupid people being run by even stupider people. God, how do you, Jace, I don't know how you deal with it. I'd go mental if I lived in the States. It's bad enough here.
Oh, well, you actually, you had one that Vicky and I had quite a laugh and then got very angry about where you had people setting fire to 5G network towers. So we were like, and at first we were like, well, thank God that there's some idiots over there too. Cause you know, we have a lot of Brit friends and they like to take the piss on us, you know, for Trump. And it's like, you know, and whenever we see Boris do something ham-fisted, we always go, ah, see, you know, you've got one too. So, yeah, the injecting, everyone said it. I mean, it's been said best and already said so many times, which is you first, dickhead.
Now, listeners to the podcast won't know this, but I am currently enjoying a beer with Trev, I believe. I think, Jace, it might be a little bit too early for you in LA right now. I've also heard that alcohol might be a bit bad for you because it might lower your immunity. Which could be bad for COVID. So I wanted to reassure you, and we're all on video chat here, so this might be a bit lost on the listeners to the podcast, but I am cutting it with a little boost to make sure I will be fine. I have got my Sainsbury's thick bleach.
Ben, don't drink disinfectant. It's bleach. That is not a valid remedy for COVID-19, you fucking dick.
A very reliable source.
Yeah.
It's a fucking reliable source, God's sake, man.
He's the most powerful man in the world. Yeah. What could go wrong? Yeah.
Well, that's the worry, isn't it? I expect Kim Jong-un's drunk some. Fuck knows what's happened to him. We don't know yet.
I just really love that Lysol the very next day had to come out and say, good morning. Please don't drink our product.
I mean, that is the beauty though, isn't it? You know, like COVID-19, stupidity doesn't discriminate. Any race, any sex, it's just there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drinking bleach, that's, you know, apparently, you know, there's all these articles coming out going, well, it's this pseudo-religious bleach, you know, interest that's pushing. It's madness. Everyone is just completely talking out their ass at all times of the day and night. And I give up.
So, Jace, one of the things I wanted to ask was, what are essential goods in the States? So, because it varies from country to country. I was talking to some friends of mine from South Africa, and in South Africa, they have just banned anything that isn't essential. And that, Ben, includes booze and cigarettes.
I have checked the NHS guidelines, and I can confirm alcohol is essential.
Well, I know they kept off licenses open, but if you were in South Africa,
well, there you
now,
go.
Yeah, but if you were in South Africa now, you'd be going absolutely mental, wouldn't you? No cigarettes and no booze. You'd have had a breakdown by now. So, Jace, what's it like in the States? Like, can you pop out and get some beer, some cigarettes if you smoke?
Well, I haven't smoked in 8-9 years, but...
Good for you.
Oh, fuck off. not you, Jace. Well, sorry, Trev, being a smug bastard.
There's nothing that's not essential as far as what's in the supermarket. It's you can get it all. You can't get toilet paper, forget it. You can't get disinfectant, forget it, as far as spray or Clorox wipes or any of that, or bleach. I don't know if you have Clorox there. Surprisingly, I would have thought the booze would have been just, you know, just completely gone through like a barbarian horde, but it really hasn't. The chips are all there and things like that. Maybe it's because I'm in California. I don't know. It's the first couple of weeks, it was really hard. The meat counters and stuff were just bare. And I think that was just basically because the supermarkets weren't used to being bought out of things in bulk by everyone.
Oh, I thought you just meant they were selling bear. It's just bear. That's it. So, Jace, I think we should enlighten people about how we know you. So we've known you, I suppose it's about, what, 5 years, something like that?
Yeah, yeah, that would have been right. 2015, more than likely. 2015, maybe early 2016. And yeah, I've been listening to you guys ever since. Because I was, you mentioned something about, not always having, you should set it up first, because you were at Croydon Radio at the time.
Yes, we were doing community internet radio, Croydon Radio. Every week we used to play music from a new artist who, you know, hadn't had much exposure. So we kind of found you, sent you a message, and we would only play music that was decent, because there was a lot of shit we had sent. And, you know, we had quality control. And then secondly, we would always ask the artist to record a little intro, which you very kindly did. And that meant you were straight in. And I don't know, do you still do much music? Because that was a kind of, it was sort of a bluesy type kind of feel you had about it.
Yeah. I'm retired. I got used to eating, Trevor. I'm not starving to death anymore. But yeah, that's interesting. You said that, you got a lot of stuff that maybe wasn't as good. And it was the same for me, because I'd been on a lot of radio programs and podcasts that were not as good. And, I listened to yours, and Vicky and I were blown away. It was like, man, these guys are really funny. And, of course, we're unabashed Anglophiles anyway. We love all that. So you guys have all the cute slang and the same sort of sense of humor that we do and that I grew up with. So I was immediately taken with you guys and your rapport between each other. Of course, Ben was a lot sweeter back then.
I have always been sweet. How dare you?
make him play a game. He'll be American version of pissed in about 2 seconds.
And I remember when around the time when you sent the music and we were doing that, you also had a little video where you were doing all these different voices and accents and stuff. And was that the kind of start of the career path you're on now, which is a voice actor, basically?
Yeah, we finally come around to your listeners like, who the hell is this American and why is he on the show? Yeah. I had always, I forget who said, I think it was Dave Chappelle. He said, all comedians wish they were rock stars or wish they were musicians, and all musicians think they're funny. And I was just one of the musicians that did a lot of voices, and I would constantly screw around with my engineers whenever I'd be in the studio. And, I'd get on the mic and it's real intimate, you know, because they have on cans and I have on cans, headphones, and it'd be real quiet. And they were like, okay, we're rolling. And I'd just go, that's good, because I want to come sit on your lap here in a little while because we're family, you know, things like that. And just being real super uncle creepy. And they just always loved it. And you know, I'd do all my accents and just my characters and just whatever came across. I'd just be silly like myself. And they were always saying, oh, you should do voice acting. And my engineer and my wife hit me up in end of 2015, early 2016, and said, hey, you know, you got all this studio equipment and it's really high quality. You should do that voice acting thing we keep telling you about. And, you know, you can find some jobs online and you can do it from home. And I researched it and spent about 3 months learning, listening to podcasts and watching videos online and just learning about the industry. And then I pulled the trigger in the very last day of June or something. And I got my first job 5 days later on the 4th of July, which is American Independence Day. And, that first month I booked something like 11 or 12 jobs. And, Vicky was just, you know, cause music, as you guys would say, music was paying fuck all.
And you've gone on to do some like really good things like computer games or games. Yeah. I'm so old fashioned. So computer games.
Atari Magic. I'm on the Pong game, I think.
I'm so jealous of that. I really am.
So that means nothing to me. I'm going to be honest with you. Ben will talk to you about video games.
No, I would love to. That is one of my goals in life, is to do a voiceover for a video game. That would make my life. But so I'm so jealous.
Give us a character, Ben. So let's make a video game on the spot here, Jace. So, yeah. What sort of character could we have?
Let's have him. Let's really throw a curve at him. Let's have him be a South African.
I'm all behind this. Yeah, South African.
let's test his chops here. A South African, like, landowner aristocracy or something.
Yeah.
Who has a bit of a psychotic episode, and then all of a sudden thinks he's, I don't know, a Texas, a cowboy or something from Texas.
Wow, there's a lot going on there, Ben. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm sorry, I'm going for a South African Texan. Trev, can you just flick through our pamphlet of acceptable accents that we can do on this podcast?
Yeah, no, they're in. They're in. Yeah, they're definitely in.
So I can go for South African and Texan.
Yeah, yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah.
I'm kidding, Ben.
No, I'll go just, for it, but just give I'm just us one aware that, you like that to do. People take offense in 2020 quite easily.
South African is fun. I've told you that before.
Right. Trev did it first, so if you're going to send hate, he did it first, right? So a South African,
yeah.
Texan.
Having a mental breakdown.
Would you like some brisket?
Fucking hell, mate. I mean,
some slow-cooked ribs.
What is this?
Burnt ends. Would you like some burnt ends? Burnt ends, that's just for Jace.
You're getting it wrong. It's burnt ends are Kansas City. So that's, yeah, you've screwed
up. Oh, right.
You've screwed
sorry.
Up your Texan.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Because that's what I need to apologize for in this situation.
I just love that when he goes Texan, the first thing he starts talking about is, slow-cooked meat. Yeah, that's all they got, just that and guns. It's just all, and Jesus.
I think we've combined all of Ben's loves there, video games, casual racism, and cooking.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Sorry, Ben, I should have given you an easy one. And just,
no,
you know,
that's fine. Yeah. You know, we always like a challenge on the podcast.
Mm. And the thing is, Ben, if you want to make it in the game, as you say, it's a dream, you're going to have to hit those high notes. Do you know what I mean? It's something you're going to have to do.
Yeah. And that's a much better game than anything Trev's come up with in the last 6 weeks. So I enjoyed it.
Well, we've got a game coming up very soon, so we shall see.
But, to be fair, Ben, any game like AAA game or something like that, if they want a South African, they'll get a South African. They won't. they don't really rely on that anymore. That's old school stuff.
Good. You know?
So it's like, which really pisses me off though, because whenever they want a Brit, they get a real Brit. You know, which I don't get to stretch out as much as I used to.
What's really interesting for me is when you hear a Brit do an American, because if we hear an American do a British accent, sometimes, and I'm throw Dick Van Dyke under the bus here, but yeah, he's the obvious candidate.
Can we just stop for a second? Just one second.
What?
Jace, do you have any idea who Dick Van Dyke is?
Oh, of course I do, yeah.
Of course he knows who Dick Van...
I just thought I'd check.
Mary Poppins, man, come on.
Oh, he knows!
Mary Poppins! Mary Poppins!
Because Trev does like to reference the elderly quite a lot.
He does. He's like, hey, did you see this show from like 1937? You guys were on the Munsters the other day, which I thought was
hilarious.
I know.
What the fuck was that?
What do you mean, what the fuck was that? What about my mother, the car we had a few weeks back?
Oh, God.
I don't know what that is. That's some weird shit, man.
Don't waste your time.
You got to look that up, Jace. You got to look that up.
I heard it from you. I get all my information from the Trev and Ben podcast.
So like sometimes we hear an American do a British accent. We think, oh, God. When you hear a Brit trying to do Americans, a lot of actors have gone over and done American accents. Are they any good? Because you see, to us, you think, oh, that's good enough, because that's sort of how I'd probably do it if I was asked. But you must hear it and think, Jesus, what are they doing? They're absolutely crucifying some sort of local dialect.
It's the same on both sides of the fence there, because when I do quote unquote regional Brits, you know, it's just kind of like my northern sounds like, to you guys, probably sounds like, oh yeah, he's about seven, he's about 300 miles west. Oh no, no, he's 200 miles east now. Now he's gone to Scotland. It's the same way with us. But what's really funny with Brits is that most of the time you guys really dive into the smile, because Americans talk with their mouth kind of smiley. Whereas Brits are kind of, when we start, you know, relax the jaw and sound bored. And that's one of the warm-ups that we, you know, I got taught.
Is that a warm-up technique? Just sound bored, Jace. That'll get you into it.
you just relax your jaw. And this is starting to sound kinky now. You relax your jaw and just say, bored. I'm bored. Bored. And that's one of the ways we start. But with Americans, you know, we tend to smile when we talk. And listen, that's how That's how Brits do it. Hi, guys, by golly, you know, and it kind of sounds like a Mighty Mouse or something, you know, it's they get very forward and go real nasally and really start pushing. And, you know, it's comical.
So how accurate is the expression generican when you hear an English accent an English person trying to pull off an American accent and it just sounds like it could be from anywhere?
I don't know that I've heard that term, but I love it now. I'm going to use that.
Generican.
Also, yeah, I think that was Prince's second best album.
I wanted to just briefly mention, are you a fan of the US Office?
Yeah. Vicky and I watched it.
Idris Elba was, of course, featuring in the American version.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. It's been a long time. It's been like 10 years since I saw it.
Well, this makes my question somewhat redundant then, because I was going to ask you how well you rated Idris Elba's American accent, because it wasn't until I saw him later that I realized he was British.
Oh, yeah.
I was that convinced by it.
Well, I had the same experience because I saw him in The Wire and I just thought he was an American. Then I saw him doing Luther. It was like, wow, either he's an American who's really, you know, because he didn't come over and go, "Good blimey, governor, I'm an American doing an English copper." He didn't do that and turned out he was English.
You sounded like John Cleese just saying, "Cobra." I have a pet elephant named Eric.
It's nice to know that the Americans think that our impression of them is just as shit as theirs is to us.
It's not shit. It's just cute. It's endearing. Now some of them are shit, but you know, it's the
sincerest form of flattery.
It just depends. It just depends on where you go. It's like I said, you know, a lot of times they just get it, you know, but to get a regional American, I know US, you know, people that can't get a regional US accent. It's you really got to dive in. And then if you go to those places, I was going to not say homogenized, but we're so melting pot that you get all the people that move around. So they get, you know, accents are all over the place. And, you know, I think it's the same for you guys now. It used to be you could go three blocks up in London and you'd have a different accent. And I think you guys are a bit more mishmash now, aren't you?
Definitely in London. Yes, absolutely. So you made it, you know, over here, if you want to be a voiceover, it's a very, very crowded marketplace, very difficult to get into. But you actually got into it pretty quickly and made a real go of it very quickly. You've done some massive things. So how did you kind of just get out there? Was it just pushing yourself into all the marketplaces?
Yeah, man. Intestinal fortitude, never say die, and lots of bribery and, you know, threats of violence.
Oh, that's where I've been going wrong.
No, I just
didn't have the fortitude.
You tried the violence though, huh?
Oh, first call, yeah.
It's the only reason we worked together was the threats early on.
We have dirt on each other, Jace. It's dark.
I want to do this radio thing, Trev. I want to fucking do it. And if it doesn't happen, I'm going to slit you like a fish.
Yeah, I've got the pictures, Trev.
Yeah. The clown shoes again, innit? Yeah, I know.
You know, that's an insult over here. You when somebody is kind of, let's say, Trump-esque, you call them fucking clown shoes. You know? Yeah. So every time you say clown shoes, I'm getting visions of Trump dancing in my head.
Sorry about that.
Just stop, you know, like, doing it.
You know, like when at the fall of Baghdad after the Iraq war, when the Iraqis brought down the statue of Saddam, whacking it with their shoes.
Yeah.
When Trump finally goes, I'm going to knock down a statue of him, I get big clown shoes and just, but ones that squeak. So every time I hit it.
I think the statue of Saddam was hit with a flip flop, but a clown shoe is even funnier. Oh.
Do you remember when they threw the shoe at George W. Bush? That was a great moment as well.
Yeah, you guys love American politics. I don't know what that is. That's very strange.
So tell us some of the things you've done. So obviously video games, but also you're like the voice of, what is it, the PGA?
Yeah, and thank you. I've got such a great, awesome London story about that. But yeah, no, I'm the brand voice of the PGA. I have been for 3 years now. There's a great London story about that. I'll tell you very quickly. Vicky and I were going just bar hopping, pub hopping in London. We were there a couple of years ago and we ended up in this, you guys call them builders, right? You know, construction workers, you know, hard men, tough men, whatever.
Yeah.
And, so we ended up in this one and they sounded Cockney to me. So I assumed it was kind of a Cockney bar, although there was an Irish lady pulling pints. And we got in there and the Irish lady was talking to us and she was real sweet. And, so So she was, you know, what do you do? And I'd had enough, that strong British ale of y'all's. And, so I started telling them I'm a voice actor and things like this. And so the builders down at the end of the bar started coming closer, and they got closer and closer and closer and closer until they were right next to me. And then they were like, you know, so they started asking me, well, what do you do? You know, what do you do? You're a voice actor. I'm like, yeah. And they were like, and I get the question that every voice actor always gets. And they say, have you done anything I know? Which is an interesting question, because you wouldn't ask like a doctor, have you saved anybody I know? You know, so they, you know, and they said, I said, well, do you guys like golf? And they looked at each other. They were very, we would call them very bro here, because they looked at each other and like, do we like golf? You know, and they said, yeah, we just got done playing. And I said, so, you know, the PGA. And they're like, again, well, yeah, we love the PGA. And I said, well, I do the PGA's brand commercials. I'm the PGA, the voice of the PGA. And they said, and they looked at me like, they didn't believe me, and I just went out here, and I did the voice, and they went nuts. All I had to do was say out here, and they it's fucking him. It's him. I mean, they went nuts. And so they started buying pints for Vicky and I. And, after three or four of these pints, they're like, okay, we got to go. And they put a hand on me, and I was like, oh, the Krav Maga started to kick in. I was like, okay, do I want to fight these guys or what? What's happening? So they put them in and say, you're not going anywhere, you, right? You know, so they said, get back there. And they put us behind the bar, and made us pull pints, and they took pictures of us. And it was really surreal to just be however many thousands of miles from home, and they'd actually knew who I was and knew my voice anyway. So that was very interesting.
And there's no better British way of acknowledging the recognition of somebody than getting them absolutely shit-faced. Oh, we know you. Right, that's it. Come join us and get absolutely wasted.
And then making them perform for you over and over again.
I love the, you have that saying, just the one. And that always means like 20. You know?
Oh, easy.
Just the one. That was fabulous. And I love British pubs anyway. We have a friend over there, Kiwi transplant. She's been in London for about 20 years though. So it's hard to, until you get her, you know, pissed. She sounds British. She sounds, you know, RP. You get her pissed, and that Kiwi starts coming out, which is a lot of fun. And, she likes to disapprovingly, whenever I say something off color or whatnot, she'll say, oh, Jace, which I just get the biggest kick out of. You guys really love to chew my name, Jace. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, she got pissed off in American sense, because she says, you know, I've been living here 20 years and no one's ever bought me a drink. And Vicky and I, we lost count at about 20 free drinks while we were over there for the 2 weeks or whatever. So yeah, you guys aren't cheap at all, apparently.
And of course, when you came over, we introduced you to the delights of a Wetherspoons pub, which you'd never experienced before.
It was really funny when we got in, we got off the plane, and we flew overnight, so we got there in the morning, and then we just stayed up so we could beat the jet lag and just get on your schedule right away. So we got off the plane, first thing we did was go to we were on Brick Lane, like one street off Brick Lane. So you'd get out of the little bed and breakfast there, Airbnb, and you cross a half road, and then boom, you're on the end of Brick Lane, and you could just go down and, you know, the Curry Mile and all that. So that was very cool. A lot of fashion people there, which was very interesting. So I was just a pig in shit, you know, because it was just great. And I ate at the bagel place where the Libertines, they did a documentary, and they were like, this is where we used to eat salt beef and stuff. So I was... every chance I got, I was having salt beef on bagel over there, which was fabulous. So we got there, and it was a Yorkshire lady who owned it. And we had seen a tapas bar. Now, you guys say tapas, but I didn't know that. We say tapas because that's how it's correctly pronounced. If you do it with Spanish, tapas.
All right. Steady on. Let's not start a rift.
Tell you what, Ben, no more free drinks next time he comes over.
Nah.
This is the sort of attitude we're getting.
Honestly.
Seeing as I bought you guys the free drinks, no problem, Trev. But so Vicky and I always said, I said, oh, there's a tapas bar down the road. Is it any good? And she, her eyes got as big as saucers. And she says, you better not take her to that bar. And I was like, why is the food not good? And she was like, no, she's a proper lady. You can't take. And then I realized she thought I said topless. So we had a hard time the rest of the time. We'd always try to say tapas.
Well, maybe if you pronounced it properly, you wouldn't have had that problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because what do you guys say? Aluminium? That's the other one, yeah.
Oh, aluminum.
Yeah, that's the right way.
That's tin.
I mean, I still can't get over that, you know, pants or trousers, you know, that's confusing. And let's not even get into fanny pack.
Oh yeah, because fanny means something. See, a fanny here is just a very polite way of saying a bum or a butt. Mm-hmm. You know, it slapped on the fanny. I guess that means something very different over there.
Yeah.
I messed up with my Kiwi friend, the aforementioned Kiwi friend, because she was wearing trousers and I had only ever seen her in dresses. And I said, oh, I've never seen you in pants. And she said, you're damn right you haven't seen me in pants. Because she was taking it as underwear, which you guys call pants. So
you didn't say that in the topless bar, did you?
It was a fun trip. It was a fun trip.
You visited Ben's sort of neck of the woods. You went out of London.
Why?
You went to the sort of gentrified countryside, the sort of place Ben hangs out with his noble folk.
We took horse and carriage and
God, I'm getting it from across the Atlantic now. Fuck off the pair of you.
Yeah, the smell of the wax jackets in the air. Can't miss it.
Vicky got mercury poisoning, so yeah.
How do you fancy a game, Jace? Because during the lockdown period, every week, Ben and I have been playing a game that people can try at home. And thought maybe you'd like to get involved. It's one of Ben's favourite bits of the week, this.
Yeah.
So here's the game, right? So I thought that you, Ben, and Jace can work as a team, okay?
Okay.
And I haven't really got a name for it. I think I'm going to call this game Sling Slang.
Sling Slang. Okay.
Sling Slang. I haven't got a better name for it, but it's got a nice ring to it. Sling Slang.
All right.
So I've got some Cockney rhyming slang phrases that I'll give to you.
Oh, Christ.
And you have to try and tell me what they mean.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay.
So I'm going to randomly generate a letter, and then I will pick some... I just need to find something here. Sorry. That's all right. I've completely lost the thing I need.
Jace, this is such a behind the scenes look.
I love
everything
it.
We do.
I love
every
it.
Time he says, oh, I've got a game. Wait, where's it gone?
Well, I know.
Oh, where's the page I had? Oh, let me just read. 20 well, no, minutes later. It sounds seamless on the podcast. 20 minutes. It takes fucking hours to record anything.
No, it's just I was going to have a nice sound effect, but we won't now. It's fine.
It's like trying to teach your granddad to use Google. It's ridiculous.
Right, so here we go. I'm ready. So, and I think you'll find that this was worth waiting for. So what I'm going to do is randomly generate a letter, and then you have to guess. Then I'll pick some slang phrases beginning with that letter, and you have to tell me what they mean. Is the rules clear? Everyone know what they're doing?
Yeah, as clear as they ever are, mate. Yeah. Again, how does this finish? How do you win this catastrophe?
Again, Jace, please help me here, because we have this every week. A game doesn't need a winner. A game doesn't need an end. I keep telling him that my games have a natural end. They kind of reach a peak and then they fizzle out. And it's knowing when to call it a day.
What Trev's trying to tell you, Ben, it's about the journey. It's all about the journey. It's about what you learn and you come out a better person, okay?
No, what he means is that the game's natural finish is when I get so fucking annoyed that I tap out.
Yeah, basically, when you get petulant, when your inner child shows himself, that's when I decide it's time to call it a day.
I guess I'm just a bad person because I'm just like, yeah, pull the wings off the fly that is Ben. Just piss him off so much because it's just good radio listening to him get pissed.
Right. I've got a nice little sound effect as I generate a letter. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't find the sound. So here we go. Let's see.
That's what the delay was. You farting about with sound
for
effects.
That noise. Did you hear it?
It's great.
Yeah, I heard some murmur. Yeah.
What do you mean some murmur? I spent fucking hours looking for this afternoon.
That was time well spent.
Right, so the first letter that's come up is...
Fucking hell, was that it? That's why we spent 10 minutes on delay.
Yes, this means nothing to anyone that's listening because I've edited all that out.
Well, speaking of strip club, it does kind of sound like, welcome to the stage, we've got Lexus, you know.
So we're going to start with D. D's come up as the random letter. So let's go with Duffer Down Dilly.
What rhymes with Dilly?
Something springs to mind.
Did you say Duffer Down?
Duffer Down Dilly.
A little pro tip for you, Jace, is that often the first bit of Cockney rhyming slang is irrelevant gibberish. It's yeah. something will rhyme with the final word.
Well, that's why I'm kind of thinking naughty, like a gilly. Do you guys, something along that line?
A gilly?
No, or is that gilly.
Yeah. Gilly girl? Or is that just, would that just be... too archaic.
No, I don't know what that means.
I'm
going to a similarly dirty place in my mind, but it's something all three of us have.
Yeah, Willie. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
there we go.
A duffer down. I'm going to go. I don't want to say. I'm going to go with Willie.
Wow. Can we isolate that as a soundbite?
I tell you what, Jace, this is a podcast where you can be who you want to be. You can say what you want. It's fine.
If you want to go for Willie, Jace, anything.
Did you hear that? I wish you could have seen him on the screen there, Ben. His inner Trump came out on that one. You can be anyone you like. You can sit on my lap. It's okay.
I was slightly worrying I was also doing the pout. That was the thing that I perhaps shouldn't have been doing. It's not Willie. No, I think we've seen the inner workings of your minds. It's just silly. Silly. Duffer down, Dilly. Silly.
He's trying to say we're in Barney.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're okay, let's do another D. I think this is working very well. Right. You're just a deep fat fryer.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Liar.
There we go. That's got to be right.
Liar. Hang on.
Well played, mate.
You're a dental flosser.
Ah, tosser. Now, did you get... Sorry, Jace. I think I talked over you there. What did you say?
Tosser.
Oh! Well, Jace, out of the park, mate. That's got to be right.
Bang on.
Get in.
Shall we change letters?
Have you got the technology or will it take us another 45 minutes?
Can you hear the noise? The changing letter noise?
Yes!
The random alphabet fucking noise.
Do it again. I love it. It kills me.
It kills me for different reasons. You die laughing, I die inside.
You should just see how pleased he is with himself, though.
So delighted. And the beauty of it is it's come up with X and there aren't any X, so we're going to have to go again.
Oh, God!
So we're going to have to impress the random letter generator again.
Every week, Jace, every week.
Working. Hello, Trev.
Failing.
H has come up. Right, H, here we go. Right, let's go with this. Haagen-Dazs.
I mean, I'm going back to toss.
You might be sitting on it, Jace.
I say ass, so that doesn't work. I didn't immediately get that.
Okay, let's do another H. Hairy muff.
What? I don't know this one.
You don't know hairy muff?
Tough.
That's what I'd guess at, tough, yeah.
Oh, no.
I would definitely guess a tough.
It's one of my favourites. Fair enough.
Oh, fair enough. Oh,
have you never used that, Ben? Okay, when someone says something, you go, oh, hairy muff. Never used that? No?
Never.
Fair enough.
God.
There's the Ben. I love it.
Right, let's do one more H, shall we? Here we go. Ham shanks.
Trevor, is this one a rude one?
No, it's not a rude one.
Are you sure?
But it's very apt.
Oh, yanks. Okay. Yeah.
Ham shanks. Yanks. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My mind's in the gutter.
I think it's time for one more letter. There's the noise.
Choking on his Guinness.
Do it again. It really needs the voiceover.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Jace, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, so you need to give us a voiceover over the top of this. Here we go.
Working. One moment, please, Trev. Put your pants. Shit, trousers. I got it wrong.
Right.
Actually, I guess pants would have worked, though. Put your pants back on.
We've got an E here. So let's go with Eartha Kitt.
Again, I'll
tit.
I think it might be something that comes out of the thing you're sitting on.
Okay, shit. Okay. Well, you guys call each other tit. So I mean,
it was a fine guess. Yeah.
That's the next one, which can mean two things. This one, Eartha Kitts.
Tits, of course.
There we go.
Or it can be the shits. Oh, I've got the right Earthers today. Got the right Earthers. do you want one more?
Why not?
Before we go? Yeah, okay.
I want the sound again, though. That's too much fun.
Well, hang on. We've established that the sound means another letter. So I think Trevor needs to spin the letter. Yeah. We've got to follow the rules here, Jace.
It's already happened. There it goes. And it's K. Well, this could be exciting. K, couldn't it? KY jelly.
Ooh, I think I know. Is KY jelly a thing in the States?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Yeah, it's used on things for sure.
It's universal, mate. KY jelly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This one.
Okay,
I
don't know this one, Jay. So I might be leading us both down a blind alley.
Wellies.
Where might your food go? Why might your food end up?
That just seemed too easy. Belly? Really?
No, that's not right. No. Yeah,
it's not. Sorry, Jace. Down the garden path on that one.
You've taken him down the wrong cockney path.
Oh!
Go on.
What you might watch.
Oh,
something you might
telly,
watch.
Telly, shit. Yeah,
there it is. Yeah.
Jace is on the KY jelly.
On Netflix. Season 2 coming soon.
I actually am. Yeah, now to be...
Wait for the noise, Jace. You see, unless you interrupt him, the hell never ends.
Now, Jace, every week on the podcast, certainly during the lockdown kind of period, we're trying to find ideas of things for people to watch or listen to, podcasts, films, shows. Just wonder what you might be watching in the States during lockdown at the moment.
Well, Good Omens. I really like that on Amazon. We kind of just started watching stuff on Amazon. So it was Good Omens and The Expanse, and Vicky was watching The Loop. It's very good, and it's very beautiful, and it's very artsy and stuff. I kind of fell asleep because I'd had too many pints, and it's very, very, very mellow, so it kind of just put me to sleep. But it's still pretty beautiful. But I like a lot of the period piece stuff. I started messing with Spartacus again because I haven't seen it in a very long time. There is a whole lot of ding dong on that show, but it's still really, really good.
Are we going back into the Cockney rhyming slang game? Because I'm not playing anymore.
I'm not a Daffer Down Dilly.
What else are we watching? There's all kinds of stuff. We always keep adult. Not like porn, but adult cartoons like Brickleberry and Paradise PD and via South Park and stuff like that. We always keep those in the rotation to watch when we're like kind of going to sleep. So watching one that, man, you know, it criminally underrated, Ugly Americans. It's a cartoon where it's basically set in New York, and they, for the stand-ins of all the, New York is, of course, is a huge melting pot of all kinds of different, you know, races, religions, people of different backgrounds, nationalities, and all sort of thing. And so what they do is to show that, they do it with like werewolves and vampires and squid monsters and birdmen and all these really interesting things. And it just shows how this melting pot goes together and how everybody, you know, has a hard time, you know, adjusting to life in New York and all this. It's just a really brilliant show. And it only had a couple of seasons, unfortunately. I haven't seen The Mandalorian yet. I want to see that. I'm wondering if it's any good. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't seen that. No,
I've not. I've heard from friends who've seen it who say it's absolutely incredible. But I'm not paying for the Disney Channel to watch it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they have a free one now. They have a free 2 weeks until April 30th, so you can get in and watch it and get out.
Excellent.
Ozark. We watched that. That's just depressing as hell, but it's really good. Just awful people, but really fun to watch. You know, I refuse to watch The Tiger King. So don't. If you're going there,
why?
That's incredible.
No, I can't. No,
whoa, Jace, mate. Why?
Because I grew up with those kind of fuckers. I know who they are. I know what they are. No, thank you.
I think, was Jace one of the husbands? I think we discovered another husband.
I can guarantee you Jace was not a fucking husband.
Jace, I think you are depriving yourself of such an incredibly bizarre story. I can't convince my parents to watch it, but
I'll be damned if you won't listen to me, for fuck's sake.
We watched McMillions, and that one was interesting for 3 or 4 episodes, but then it was like 6 episodes long. It's just like, okay, it was the mob. You know what I mean? But I mean, they're really well done documentaries, and I love documentaries, but I don't like watching shit ignorant people do awful things. You know, I just, I don't know. Oh. I guess that's
well, then maybe you shouldn't watch it.
But you know, I'm going to tell you the big turnoff is just real quick. The big turnoff on that is, I just know that they're not treating the tigers well, and that I'm a big animal person. So I'm not, just why I won't watch the, Don't Fuck with Cats. I can't do it. I just, yeah.
You talk about not wanting to watch people do idiotic things. I came across this show this week called Kings of Pain. Have you heard of this? it's fucking mental, right? So,
I did watch Hellraiser when I was a kid, so I kind of, yeah.
Well, these it's a, I think it's a Canadian show, and I think it's 2 guys go around, and they basically go and get bitten by dangerous fucking animals. So the one I saw was them being bitten by some snake, and they're screaming in pain as their blood's spurting from their arms. And one of them's going, there's a fang stuck in my arm. And he's just sitting, well, don't fucking do it then.
Did you watch like Wild Boys and Jackass and any of that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Trevor,
do you know what did Jackass for me was one night watching it, and they did this horrific, horrendous thing where one of them, I don't know what happened, they kind of took in the ingredients of a pancake or something and then threw it up and then cooked it.
Oh yeah. No, it was an omelet. Yeah. That was, yeah.
Vomit omelet.
Yeah. Vomlet.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And that was a night. Oh, never again. Never again.
I think that was Steve-O. Was it not, Jace?
No. It was the guy that was, again, what was the shitting one? The muffin tits or whatever you say.
You see, if you have to ask the question, who was the shitting one? It's probably not the best show to watch, is it?
Yeah. I mean, you're not selling it to me anymore. I'm just saying I didn't like the vomit.
Cheeky.
Think, well, maybe I can reel him in. Maybe I can reel him in with the shit stories.
No, yeah. It's the blonde guy with the really piercing blue eyes.
Yeah. Was his surname English? Was it someone English?
I can't remember his name, but he was, yeah, he,
I'll Google it.
He was the one that could shit on command, and he
that's
was
not a talent. That is not
what a skill.
Talent worthy of televisual time. It's not.
It was of the time, though, Trev. It was of the
that
time.
There was never a time when that was entertainment.
1998 or 99. Oh, yeah, I mean, this is some old shit.
The shitty era.
I think it was Dave England.
Dave England. You nailed it. That's it. Yeah.
There we go.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, you mentioned earlier, Jace, that you liked kind of English humor. What are the English comedy shows or English shows that, you know, you mentioned The Good Omens. Which is a drama, comedy drama, yeah. Which I think is based on a Terry Pratchett novel, I think.
I bought it. As soon as I watched one episode and found out it was a book, and I said, I've got to have it. I got to read it. So it just came in. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. English stuff. Okay, well, my dad was a fan. And so from the youngest that I can remember, I know, yet another American who likes Python, but I grew up on it. I mean, as some of the earliest TV memories I have are Python, Benny Hill. I think Pop was watching like, Blackadder. Was that it? Yeah. Blackadder.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stuff like that. And, fucking hell, the music, dad, again, he was a musician. And, so I was brought up on, you know, the Beatles and Small Faces, Humble Pie and just all that stuff. So, and a lot of the Brit musicians, especially of the time, had a, that kind of sense of humor. I mean, Harrison had to do Handmade Films and all that sort of thing. So I love all the Gilliam stuff, although he was American, but, he always used an all British cast, and I just grew up on it. So yeah, I love the, what's his name? Did Snatch and Lock, Stock and 2 Smoking Barrels.
Guy Ritchie
loved Guy Ritchie. Especially Lock, Stock, because it's a lot more British than Snatch was. And I, any Cockney rhyming I picked up from that shit. So luckily I could get Tosser and all the rest of the stuff.
Stop it, Trev. Fucking hell. Jace, if you've kicked him off again.
Sorry, I thought we were going back into the game.
I will swim the Atlantic to get to you, Jace, for that.
You'll be tired and I'll buy you a pint and you'll forget all about it. I grew up on it, man. Whatever I could get. But you know what I went mad for was the BBC 4 music docs. Some of my favorite, as I mentioned, I love documentaries, but some of my favorite ones were like Live Forever. It was the history of Britpop, and I bought that on DVD back when DVDs were a thing. And I bought the Blur documentary. I forget what the name of it was, just about their history. And I love the Britpop music. Blur is one of my favorite all time. Whenever I do karaoke, I do Park Life. And
it's, oh really?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I do it the full Cockney, and it was great. I was actually, when I was over there in London, I did it.
Trev,
I wish I had a sound effect. Oh, I got one I can use.
Oh, don't you fucking stop.
No, I would do it. That's from there's another one of those great dirty adult cartoons, Big Mouth. Have you guys seen it?
No.
I have seen some of it.
Okay, yeah.
It's weird.
The coach, the Jersey coach, you know, he talks like this, and he's like,
yeah,
coming at you, DJ Pendejo. So yeah, I love to scream that at the top of my lungs whenever I can. But yeah, no. I grew up on all the BBC comedies and docs and stuff like that. So I think that's where I got a love for it. And I was absolutely in love with Alice in Wonderland. So
have you ever seen, you mentioned that the George Harrison getting involved in film production. Have you ever seen Time Bandits?
Yes, that was, wow, that, yes,
what a film.
Was one of my first movies that I watched. And I have such a love for that show. Sean Connery was great in it. He was just that little cameo. But I loved that they were just, big monsters could be so silly, you know, they were just going about their daily lives. That was the Gilliam-esque kind of thing. You know, you see this
hulking beast, but he was like, hey, did you put on the tea?
You know? And I loved it. You know, it's just so fun.
Well, that's a film. If you haven't seen that, certainly one to watch during the lockdown. Jace, look, before you go, we just need to talk about, something where people can hear your voice on a show on Netflix over here, Scissor 7. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I play a character named Daibo, or in Mandarin as Dabao, which means chicken bun, I think. Hot steamed chicken bun. I'm a big blue chicken. I smoke cigars and
I talk like this. I'm really angry all the time at 7.
I just, you know, I'm always yelling, and I'm basically a manager for an assassin who really sucks at his job. The assassin is actually played by Ronnie Chang, the comedian from The Daily Show. I don't know if you guys know him or not. Funny guy. He's got a Netflix comedy stand-up special if you guys like stand-up. So it was my first big cartoon job I got when I moved to LA. And weirdly, I was booked for it 6 days after I moved here. So it was kind of like you know, message from the cartoon gods saying, you did all right. All right. All right. So, yeah, that was cool. It's a really funny show. It's hand drawn. I would watch it even if I wasn't in it. And I know it sounds silly, but it's true. It's very funny. It's, some people will say anime, but it's not, it's Chinese, and it's called Donghua, which is kind of like anime, but this one is very different. It focuses more on comedy and, like, you know, cuteness and heart without being like, you know, laughing girls in short skirts. You know, it's not that. It's just funny. There's a lot of, I wouldn't let your 10-year-old watch or 5-year-old watch it or something, but like a 13-year-old's going to laugh his balls off, you know. It's really funny. It's really cute. They're very short. They're about 10 minutes, 11 minutes long. And I don't know, it's got a very underground kind of cult following, and it was just a super blast to be a part of. And there's three main characters on it, and I am one of them. So it's pretty cool.
Well, it's great. The first season is available on Netflix here in the UK. Second season, I think the original Mandarin version is coming out soon, but the English version should be out maybe next year sometime.
I'm guessing, yeah. I mean, that's usually how Netflix does it. You know, they might let the original Japanese, or in this case, Chinese, come out a bit earlier, but then, you know, a year later, 9 months later, you get the dub.
For fans who are not willing to wait that long, I'm assuming there'll be a subtitled version on Netflix.
Oh yeah, no, that's the thing. I mean, it'll be subtitled in English, but it won't be me. I don't speak Mandarin.
Well then, no one watch that. wait for the best version to come out.
Yeah,
fuck that version. Come on. Wait for the good version.
A little bit of patience. What's wrong with you people? No,
Please support it. Watch the show and just remember the good shit's coming in like 9 months.
Watch it twice. Watch the original and watch it with Jace.
Hey, look, Jace, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast. We must just say you've mentioned Vic quite a lot. She's your wife. Please give her our love. We met her when you were over in London, and a pleasure to meet you both, and wonderful to have you on the Trev and Ben podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for your time, Jace. It's been a real honor. Thank you.
Absolutely. I kind of mucked that up, though. I should have said Mrs. Jace. you guys are fantastic. I love you. Love you. Love listening to you, and I can't wait to get back over there to hang out again.
Well, there we are. That's about it for another Trev and Ben podcast. That was fun, wasn't it?
I wouldn't say this lightly, but I think one of my all-time favourites.
Yeah, well, thank you very much to Jace Patrick, who has given us his time. We did that on Sunday afternoon, which is sort of Sunday lunch. Oh, no, we did it in the evening, didn't we? I fucked up the times a bit there, didn't I?
You did fuck up the times. You fucked up the time difference, so I had to do it later than I expected.
Yeah.
I think, as I admitted during the podcast, I was drinking alcohol throughout. That might be why it was one of my favourites, but, I'll give that credit to Jace. You know, I think he was the reason, not the beer.
I love the fact you think it might be the reason. Poor Jace, he's sitting listening to this thinking, well, they've obviously loved this, and you'll just say, I enjoyed it because I was pissed.
Yeah,
I mean, sorry Jace, it's outrageous that you're being besmirched in this way.
By the way, Jace, thank you so much. We must get you back on again soon. That was great fun.
We're definitely going to get him back on in the future, that's for sure. And well, that's just about it. So thanks very much to Jace again. He gave us some great ideas of things to watch. By the way, since we recorded the interview, he's already got in touch to say he's watched a film we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Stan and Ollie, and he's absolutely loved that.
Oh, good.
And just before we go, I've got one more recommendation to throw in, which is something I've discovered this week.
Go for it.
On the BBC iPlayer, called Mr. Winner. It's a six-part sort of sitcom-ish, I suppose. And it stars this guy called Spencer Jones, who is slowly becoming one of my favourite comedians. And I just recommend it. They're a half hour each. They're just very funny, a bit silly. And that would be something to get your noddle into this week.
Get your noddle into?
Get your noddle. I couldn't think of a better word. Get your noddle. Get your...
By the way, Jace, if you're listening, that isn't Cockney rhyming slang. That's just gibberish. No one in the history of English language has said that's something to get your noddle into.
Noddle into your head, isn't it, your noddle?
That's just a Trevism.
No, it's your noddle.
No, people say your noodle.
No, get, noddle.
No, nobody says noddle. Don't confuse our international listeners. No,
I'm not confusing anyone. Fuck off, right? I'm looking up the word.
You fuck off.
I'm not finishing this podcast. You haven't even been drinking while we're recording this bit.
Well, as far as you know.
Yeah. I'm going to look up the word noddle because I'm absolutely convinced it's... But I can't find anything that says it means head.
No, because it's bollocks.
Well, no, I'm sure. Well, I like the word. If it's not a word for head, it should be.
You've coined it now.
Get your noddle into it. Right. No, look, here we go. I've just seen Urban Dictionary, noddle. Oh, yeah.
I bet you it doesn't mean head. I bet it's something disgusting.
Buddy, you're a noddle head. Yeah, no, it doesn't mean anything. All right, anyway, there we go. That's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening and downloading. Keep reviewing and all that. Oh, all that podcast bullshit. And we'll catch you again next week. Till then, take care, stay safe, stay well, and take it easy.
Bye.